This is Judith Conrad Radio, presenting extraordinary visionary experts in health, wealth, business, and manifesting your dreams come true. And now, here's your host, Judith Conrad, starting your day with the good news.
Well, here we are, and you would never guess where I am broadcasting from. I am sitting here in ye olde Pat. And actually, it's a bar, and it is a pool hall, and on Amazon East Amazon Parkway at 3355, and we are about ready to bring in Eugene Extravaganza. So I asked if I could broadcast here. Right now it's kind of quiet, but expect it to get a little louder as we go on. I am here to talk to you today about the what are you broadcasting, and if you are broadcasting, I don't care whether it's on Facebook, whether it's in email messages, wherever it is, it's to keep on broadcasting, whatever, wherever, because we never know who's listening. And if you're on Facebook, which many of you are, if you're in business or you have friends or relatives, you probably have a Facebook account. Keep sending messages, and if you have over 200 friends who have agreed that you're friends or more, then you can always, you know, just keep sending messages out to them, and you never know when they're going to respond. I always respond and send out messages about, well, there's a radio program coming up today between 4 and 5, and it is a spiritual broadcast with overtones of business, social life, friendship, how people can succeed in life. And what we're going to be, I'd like to start out here. Let me switch over to word processing to talk about a little bit about what's going on with the astrology. Well, we've got an Aries new moon coming up. We have the spring equinox, which was yesterday. Yesterday being the spring equinox, that means that we are changing. You'd never know it here with a little snow here and a little snow there and rain. It is definitely not spring, but this is the official time for spring, which means that it's equal time between daylight and sunlight. One of the messages is to stop trying so hard, to relax. It is very important to relax. If you are trying to effort and try to get your point across, then it's probably not a time when it's going to succeed. Just a little bit of patience is going to help a whole lot. So yesterday being the spring equinox and new moon, just want to let you know that the spring equinox is a powerful time of birth and renewal. It is time to revisit your life. And also we have Mercury retrograde, which indicates revisiting your life is about going back, looking at what's going on in your relationships, what's going on in the relationship of your husband, your wife, what's going on in all of this. Help the other person revisit also, because it's a time to revisit the life and to honor what is wanting to be birthed. What you're doing now, that's the spring equinox, which was yesterday, the 19th of March. Now, on Thursday, the March 22nd, it's coming on the heels of the equinox. This is like putting an exclamation mark on everything to honor what is newly birthed, what is being reset into a new pattern. I'm going to be asking my guest, Joan, about all of the things that I'm talking about. What is it that the new pattern could be for her and anyone else who wants to call in? Remember, you are to come from gratitude and only gratitude. And by the way, since it's a spring equinox, let's clean out those closets. Let's do that. How about that? All right. So as we are coming into the spring equinox, yesterday, actually, we came in there. This is one of the four PowerPoints of the year. And you know about the autumnal equinox, the summer and winter solstice, and now we have the spring equinox. This is all about new beginnings, and that's for the spring equinox. And then with Aries, new moon, it's also double whammy about new beginnings. Of course, new beginnings, we're looking at what do we want to let go of. So if you look at your creative, intuitive intelligence, your visualization, this is a great way of opening up, especially in the early degrees of Aries. Oh, this is a time you're not going to forget. And have you felt that there's something coming in?
You bet.
Well, we've got a grand cross or a grand square, and it's a north and south node squaring Mars. Oh, boy, is that a wham, wham. And then Chiron, which is the wounded healer. Any place where we are wounded is coming up to be looked at. And, boy, do I feel that because I'm in this place of the chrysalis. If you don't know what chrysalis is, let me explain. It's when the caterpillar emerges into that cocoon, and they become gelatinous. All of a sudden, the caterpillar is starting to disappear, and we don't know whether we're here or whether we're there. Sound familiar? And we don't know yet what the butterfly is going to look like. Well, we have a sense of it. We can kind of feel it, especially if you're intuitive. And if you're looking at your north and south node, if you know where the north and south nodes are, well, the north node is about where we are stretching and growing and embracing the new. The south node is what we're revisiting. Remember, we're talking about revisiting? It's like so exciting. Well, when Chiron opening the wounds very deep, I'm experiencing that. It is so exciting. Not very comfortable all the time. Yeah, this is not a comfortable time for many people, especially the light workers. As the light workers are being purged, it's like a Roto-Rooter being cleared out. And I'm getting some, yes, I can get that. Yeah, out there. I can get that. And so here we are. We have this Mercury retrograde. It's going to go direct on the 4th of April, a time to revisit your life. And I encourage you, please revisit your life. We have a full moon in Libra, which is a super moon. That's going to be the 6th of April. Lots of things going on in the astrology. All right, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So we're going to go now back to see what's going on out here. So I'm going to bring in Joan now. Joan, if you put your headphones on, because I think that'll cut out the noise just a little bit. As I mentioned, we're getting ready for Extravaganza. Eugene Extravaganza, and it's been going for 4 years plus. We had our birthday bash last month, and now we're coming into the first meeting, and they chose Ye Old Pad on East Amazon 3355. And actually, it's being pretty quiet, and we'll see how it goes. Okay, Joan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Judith. Thanks for inviting me.
All right, move a little closer to the microphone. Okay. There you go. Very good. Just get comfy with that microphone.
I'm getting a tonsillectomy.
Yeah, right. I know. We want anyone listening out there, whether it's on the archives later on or whether they're going to be coming walking by or right here, right now, to be able to hear you.
Thank you.
All right, Joan, I asked you specifically to come in early for the extravaganza. And let's find out, what do you feel about the Eugene extravaganza?
Well, you know, it's a different sort of energy. It's the jewels of our community that come together, and it's a family.
It is
what it is. Mm-hmm. And to be servants to each other, to serve each other, to promote each other, and above all, to love each other.
Ooh.
Because of what we create in energy is what is expanded out in the earth, and that's what's creating the change on our planet, is us coming together and locking arms in unconditional love.
And the planet is shifting. All of the earthquakes, and by the way, the 22nd of March, there have been rumors and astrological messages going out that we may have an earthquake. Not here. But someplace.
There were four today on Facebook.
Oh, really?
In different areas of the world.
Where?
There was one in New Zealand, one in Mexico, and there was a small one, I believe, in Japan, and I can't believe without it, but this morning it was all about floods, earthquakes, tornadoes. So people that I know in different areas were reporting different turbulences.
Wow. Well, this is what they predicted, 2012. It is the great time of change. And not to go into fear.
No, absolutely not.
That is the worst thing you could possibly do. So what happens when someone goes into fear? I mean, we know what that's going to do. It's going to envelop you, and you're pretty much stuck, and you can't move any place to help anyone or yourself. Tell me about fear.
Well, I had an interesting conversation. I'm getting into rich conversations this day. That it's just amazing. It's a place that I've never really been before, and I'm just learning so much about vibrational energy.
Yes.
And I had a dear friend the other day, and a lot of us know her and love her, and she said that she was afraid to invite some people over to her house because of fear of what they might think of her. And then she said immediately she switched that the love of having them in her life, and yes, the fear dissipated.
Really?
So the lesson I got from that is when I'm feeling fear is to switch into the love. Yes, we have fear of earthquakes and things like that, but the love of the people that we can help can shift that.
Right.
So that, I think that's really an important thought of being able to shift our thinking from fear to love.
Oh, and I hear so many people who have that fear. One of the most recent clients I had from San Francisco, she called, not in fear. It had gone beyond fear of being laid off. It was to terror. Not having a salary. And most of all, when I worked with her, we found out that she would miss the people adoring her because she had gone the extra mile. And I asked her, I said, what would it be like if you didn't go the extra mile? Would they still love you? And she kind of looked at that, and she looked at it, and she says, you know, I don't think they would. I said, well, stop and think about that, what you've just said. So, Joan, could you react to that?
Wow. You know, that is thought-provoking, because on the shift that I'm feeling with my relationships, for me, on my part, and what I'm feeling to other people's in my life, it's unconditional love.
Yes.
And whatever path we're choosing, as long as we be a servant to others, not that doesn't mean literal servant,
no,
but I mean about giving our heart and our energy, then you take that no matter where you go in the world.
Right. That's right. Well, she ended up, because she wanted a tarot card reading. And Spirit said, do not do that. Start asking her what are her strengths, what are her gifts, her talents, and what if you to take a look at what problems you've solved, what was the solution, what was the result. So we worked on problem, solution, result the whole weekend, and I just got so excited because she would go from terror into fear, then she'd go back to terror. And every once in a while, there'd be a glimpse of that unconditional love you're talking about, of really finding yourself worthy. She had helped, and it was a nonprofit for learning adults and children, learning disabilities, mental disabilities, etc. And she was just a quintessential helper that made them feel they were worthy. I said, now let's look at you. How can we get you to look at how you are so worthy that God just loves you so much?
I think that's interesting, Judith, and I think the biggest lesson in this is when we unconditionally accept who we are, our authentic selves, and that we love ourselves, that just radiates from our heart out to other people, and it opens doors for us. When we go into fear, that energy kind of closes things down for us.
Yes.
So I totally understand where she's coming from and the shift that can be made just in the thinking of unconditional love for ourselves, that we're worthy.
Right, absolutely. Well, even the strongest people, and myself included, because I've been very forthright on the program that I am in a major transition, and that, you know, sometimes my self-worth goes down the drain. And what do I do to pick myself up by the bootstraps, get going, and now I am really looking at how I can not go back into my cave where I love to go.
Don't we all?
Don't we all? And maybe have a couple more glasses of wine than I need to, or I'm finding other things that would get me off the path, where I'm really looking, what is that deeper program, whatever that is, that's keeping me from going to the next level where I will be super successful and doing my passion and my life purpose. What do you think about that out there? If you'd like to call in and join Joan and I, we would dearly love it. If you have anything like this, you may find we can help solve that problem.
You know, Judith, I think that's interesting what you said about your success, because what I'm learning, success comes in many stages.
Doesn't it, though?
And we don't credit when we reach those milestones as a success. We have kind of a picture in our mind where we want to be, but we don't stop and celebrate the small path and steps to that ultimate goal. And when we get to the goal, the success always shifts to something higher and different.
Doesn't it, though?
So we really need to take the moment to go, okay, maybe this is not where I wanted to be, but I'm moving toward it. I'm glad that I'm still on the path, and I'm still happy that I'm on this path, and this is where my passion is.
Because we cannot know what is coming up as we come out of the chrysalis.
No.
I think before we were, I think as the caterpillar went into the chrysalis, where they become gelatinous and they're in this transmutation, there was a deep inner knowing that they were going to fly, they're going to be beautiful. Well, we don't know whether we're going to be sent to some place that we may not have expected. And so as I'm in this place, I'm just saying, okay, God, where do you want me to be? You want me to be here? Okay, fine. You just gave me a house that I bought. But if you want me to go, I'm gone.
But don't you think that adds to the excitement when something happens? Because if we know what's going to happen, I mean, life really is a glorious journey. It really is. Full of surprises. And, you know, for every what we call bad experience, that's just on our own illusion from past experiences,
right.
that there is a good side of it. So, you know, the universe is all made up of negative and positive energy. So you can't have one without the other. But if we struggle too long on the bad side, we can't really see the positive side. So that's the journey, and it's all about the journey. It's not about where we're going to get to, because when we think we're getting to it, it's all changed to where we want to be anyway.
Does this make sense to you all out there? I think it does to me. I sure do. Yeah, because I don't, I assume that Spirit is going to use my gifts and talents of the intuitive, the psychic, the business, because I combine that right brain, left brain of popping your champagne cork. I love that term, to pop the champagne cork.
That's awesome.
Because I remember when I belonged to the National Speakers Association, this one gentleman, he would vacillate between the spiritual and the physical, and, you know, wanting to be business-like. But his motto was to pop the champagne cork, because that says it all, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's celebrating. It's celebrating life, no matter what it is and where you are or anything. I mean, you know, we need to celebrate that we're breathing, we're happy, you know, that we have people in our lives that care about us. There's so much to be thankful for that we kind of take for granted.
I know. Exactly. So I'm just kind of looking at logos and where I'm, you know, because my business, my intuitive work is starting to emerge, and I'm just kind of feeling my way. You know how you go. I always remember this one passageway in Peru at Sacsayhuaman outside of Cusco. It was totally dark. And our job was to go through and not to stop, because someone was right in front of us. And we could touch the walls on either side, but it was pitch black. And we just had a trust that we weren't going to run into the person right in front of us. We just kept going in total darkness, feeling, and that's where we're at right now.
I know. I feel it so much. And with your help and guidance too, Judith, I mean, that's been a blessing in my life, because we're all definitely the ones that make the decisions from moment to moment that design our lives to eternity, for sure. But to have someone like you that kind of gives us options for us to really reflect and think and make different decisions and to rise above all the negative energy, I think that's a really important tool in the world right now.
Well, and I guess I've been taking a break. Spirit has me on a break against my wanting and desiring. And yet I'm looking at how this is benefiting me, because I have to do my internal work. And all of us are at this place right here, right now, where we're being asked to do our internal work.
And you know the saying, what we resist persists.
I know.
So if we're not doing the internal work, it's just going to grill us to death until we do.
I know. Grill, grill, grill. I think of that eternal barbecue.
Right on, sister.
I know it. Okay, so maybe you could share with the audience a couple of things how I've helped you.
Well, because of your generosity, you were, for my birthday, you had given me a reading.
Yes.
And my husband has been employed for, I'm going to say 4 years, because where he's in Hawaii right now, he's basically without employment again.
Yeah.
And there were some things that you gave me clarity on about rising above and being with him. And so what that's done is we've taken our relationship to a whole intimate level. And what I'm talking about intimate level is we're really getting to know each other's authentic selves in
really
true, deep, meaning love, regardless of what we have in our lives or don't have in our lives. And so our conversations are getting richer and deeper and more communicative than ever before.
Okay.
And I keep telling my husband and sharing with them, the bigger the transition in your life, the bigger the payoff on the other side. And we are in such a big transition right now. I'm excited. When I talk to him, I get excited, and it's contagious to him, because we know whatever's on the other side is going to be so huge that it's going to be dropped in our laps that we're just going to be overjoyed with it. And so you brought a lot of that to light for me, and I'm so appreciative of that. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we've got Lisa on line three. Let's bring in Lisa.
Hi, hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from California.
All right. Cali. I never heard it called Cali before, but until I got up Morgan. Okay. So, Lisa, how can you've been listening to the program?
I have, and everything that you say sounds like my life right now. I'm in a huge transition with work and finances, and it's just a day-to-day commitment to having to trust and have faith and meditate like I've never meditated before so that I can draw in abundance. And I have my good days and my bad days, but I'm wondering if you can give me any help or guidance or possibly see anything popping soon, because I need a miracle right now.
Okay, so first of all, I want to, can you give me a general sense of the work that you're doing right now?
Sure. I actually am in theater as an actress, but I also write. So I guess I've been auditioning, but I've also been developing my own stuff.
Okay, so you want to know, what do you want to know based on what we've said so far? Because Joan is going to lead out, and then I'm going to follow up.
I guess either am I on the right track? Am I doing the right thing? Or is there money coming soon?
So the real issue is money, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so Joan, do you get a hit? Because Joan, everyone's intuitive, and Joan is exceptionally intuitive, very creative. So Joan, what is your first hit for Lisa from California?
Well, Lisa, what I'm feeling, and, you know, this is from my personal experience, and a lot of time that comes through me from spirit, is that when you have a hook of faith in your heart and you look every day and give gratitude and you're healthy, you have food to eat, you have a roof over your head, and you raise your vibrational energy, things come to you. And so, you know, that takes some work. And I want to acknowledge you for what you're doing in your prayer and your meditation. That's wonderful. And everything is in its timing. There is no wrong anything in our lives, nothing other than our perception in that. So just know that you are unconditionally loved, that you're being taken care of, and just believe and faith in your heart and carry that with you every day. And surround yourself with people that will uplift you in that energy field.
Good job, Joan. I would have said the same thing. Okay, well, I'm feeling that there's a little bit of patience that's required right here, of hunkering down and going into that creative place, because you are super creative. You just haven't tweaked it quite, and I'm just going to have you look at a circle. I'm seeing a 180 degree turn halfway around the circle. So you can look at maybe what you've done before, write down everything that was so exciting for you, because there's a missing piece between where the past was and where you're really going. And so, because you're just in the same place I am, what I did in the past, I'm just taking a look at it. In fact, every brochure I've ever put out is being put in front of me. And you and I are in the same place. Joan's in the same place. Everyone. We're being asked to revisit, according to the astrology, what it is our real passion is. Because if we're, and I'm feeling that you're missing one component of your new next step. And I can't label it because I am not in the one that's, you know, going on your particular route. Joan has another comment.
Yes, something just came to me. Evidently, you've had something in your past that's been just very exciting for you in your work. Can you recall something that was just like the epitome of excitement?
Yeah, a couple of things.
Okay, what I'm learning is the revisiting that Judith is mentioning, pull that up into your consciousness and feel that and live it every day, because what you're doing is creating a vibrational energy from that to recreate that in your life in the now and the future.
And Lisa, I just want to share that I'm doing that same thing because I've been working with a coach. I'm a coach, but you know, if you don't have a coach, someone, I think Corinne McElroy said, if you don't have a coach, how do you know what coaching is all about? And so I went back, and the coach said, what was the most successful time in your life, whether coaching, whether it was radio? I went back to San Francisco when I first started. Actually, I've been about 4 or 5 years, and how I didn't have to do anything. People came to me. They wanted to pay $500 for a radio interview because we were the only game in town in San Francisco. And people came to my coaching. I didn't have to convince anybody because they heard me on the radio. They heard me talking about it. And so I'm recreating something about that. Not exactly the same where I charge $500. That's not going to fly in Eugene, Oregon.
It's the energy. It's because the energy that's attracting the same energy back
right.
is what I'm finding.
Right.
Yeah.
Got you. Yes.
Well, good, Lisa. And I would like to, you know, email me, just let me know your progress, and here's my email, judith@judithconradradio.com. Check out the website, judithconradradio.com. And, you know, just I love when people call in and I can kind of follow up. There's no charge for that. You know, just email me. I'll email whatever I do. Not a problem.
And I'm sending best wishes and my highest energy to you.
Very good, Joan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye. Okay. Great. Wasn't she awesome?
Oh, she is. And, you know, I acknowledge her because until you recognize what's not working in your life, until you reach out, it's just, like I say, what you resist, you persist.
Right.
And so until we reach out and find that and the energy that we need to bring us back into where we need to be going, I think that's huge, and I really like to acknowledge her for that. I think
I
that's
know.
Wonderful.
It really is. Well, I have Stan Poletic, and I'm going to bring him in. And Joan, don't go too far away because
okay.
I want you to come back and finish
that. Oh, my pleasure.
I know. Okay, so go get Stan over there. We're going to invite him to come in to find out what he's all about. See, they're starting to come in for extravaganza. All right. So thanks, Joan. Don't go too far away. All right. Hi, Stan.
Hi.
All right. So, speak right into the microphone, Stan.
Yes.
All right. Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, good.
All right. So, Stan, when you sat down, my first question I want to give to you is, because of circumstances, you started out with doing biscotti, and you became the biscotti man. And then all of a sudden, kitchen privileges went away wherever you were. I mean, this is what we call going into the chrysalis. And you came out with whoopee treats.
Woof, 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 woof. Right.
So tell me what that felt like when you realized that biscotti cooking, the kitchen was gone, and you had to look around. Because we've got a couple of listeners on here. They're in a process. They want to know what you did, first of all, to go inside and find out.
What I did. Well, I realized that I was in the wrong place to bake.
Okay.
And the owner of the facility was, it was like torture in a way, because he kept insisting that I put in more and more hours, even though I didn't really need to put in that many hours. And finally, it got to the point where it was hurting me mentally and hurting me economically.
Right.
I built up a debt that I'm still paying off.
Okay.
And then I also realized that biscotti is not as popular in this area as people led me to believe, even though I went around first and I looked at a lot of places, and they're selling biscotti, but they weren't selling top quality product, which mine is.
Right.
And mine is more expensive. And so, you know, it's like people would rather spend less and get commercial wheat and other commercial, along with GMO in it. And I don't do that.
Right.
I'm a quality guy. So
we like to hear that he's a quality guy,
a quality dude,
and from Eugene, Springfield area. Now, for those people who don't know where Springfield and Eugene are located, we are in Oregon, pretty much on highway. We're on Highway 5 in the central part of Eugene, Oregon, about an hour away from the coast, and about another hour away from Bend, where the ski area is, and Sun River, and all of that. So we are here in the rain, in the snow. So now tell me about the whoopee trees.
Okay, well, I still wanted to do something with baking. And when I went to baking school, I also learned to do whoopee treats. And I decided to give that a shot. And I made up a bunch of samples, and lo and behold, the dogs loved them.
And I think the people loved it because the dogs loved them.
Well, I tasted them. I mean, you have to make sure you're offering a quality product. So I ate them, and I was at the Sprout event, as you know. That was last Saturday. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was at the church at 4th and A in downtown Springfield.
Okay.
And we drew a little over 900 people.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the new farmer's market over in Springfield.
Yeah, it's be an all-year-round farmer's market. And they're going to be putting in a commissary kitchen.
Really?
Yesterday I gave them a list of the equipment they should consider. So they are considering it. Of course, I put in there a few things I really want. And so...
smart man.
Well, you know, and...
By the way, for those people listening, if you are interested in calling in, this is what our highest priority is to be of service to you. We just had Lisa from California calling in. So if you're listening and you would like to call in, and we're also looking for anyone from Extravaganza who is coming in. And so we're talking to Stan...
Poletti. Polite.
And yeah.
Goomba.
Yeah, and so you have, what is the name of your business?
It's still Pietra's LLC, and still Pietra's Artisan Bakery is the company moniker, you might say.
Right. So to think about this, if those people who are considering changing careers or like what Lisa, to put in that missing piece, think of a pyramid. Okay, at the top, Stan has Pietra's.
Right, it's Pietra.
No, wait. No. Just don't. Pietra's Bakery, right?
Right.
LLC. Okay, so that's the top of the pyramid. Underneath that, he had
a DBA.
I'm not talking about that. You're jumping. Stan, that's fine. he had Biscotti, and so now because Biscotti didn't appear to be going. Let's go down the pyramid. Now he's added whoopee treats. Whoopee treats, like rough dogs,
right.
Cats, etc. So he's added under his LLC. You see what he's doing? He's getting creativity. His juices are starting to flow out of necessity because he doesn't have a kitchen. So I want you to think about what is your business, your LLC, or your passion. It's like, think of the Giza pyramid. When spacecraft come into the Earth's atmosphere, they're looking for points, such as in Peru. They see that the formations of the monkey and the butterfly on the Earth's surface. Giza, there's that top of the Giza pyramid. That's reflecting energy out. So what Stan is doing, he's still operating with the Giza pyramid. The tip of the pyramid is radiating out. He's just changed the contents in the pyramid. Do you see where I'm going? So Joan just nodded. She's doing the same thing. It's not about DBA. It's not about any of that. That's taking me off on a different track. You now are going to have something else underneath that, Stan. Woofy treats are just another facet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But it's like I look at it as you might have Nestle's, okay, and they business as Nestle's Quick, doing business as all these other sub-brands that they have.
Yeah.
These other products. Well, that's same with me.
Yeah.
I have my biscotti, I have my cookies, and now I have my woofy treats.
That's right. And something else that is yet to come.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to ask Joan, if you'll go up and ask that young lady, if we can get Lamont, who's the owner of the Ye Old Pat, see if he's in the house. We want to interview him as I continue on with Stan. So, Stan, if you were to imagine and pretend, what is the next step that is coming for you in your business?
Well, my next step is to... I have a product that is well-liked, very well-liked. When I was at the Sprout event, I had tons of samples there. People were grabbing the samples, and many of them went out to their cars where they had their dogs waiting for them.
Really?
And they fed them to their dogs. They came rushing back and said, my dog finally loves a treat. I finally found a treat that my dog will love.
Really? Know?
Yeah. And they signed up for news for email. I've never had anybody, and all the time I was doing biscotti and cookies, I never had one person sign up for my email list. Here I had a bunch of people. All at once, that's huge. To
it
me,
is.
That was very huge.
It is yeah. Absolutely
so
huge.
I know I have a winner, and if you look at my labels are unbelievable. Amber Wilson did those. And she is incredible. I mean, talk about thinking out of the box. And that's what you have to do, really think out of the box.
Well, I'm just going to... Yeah, and one of the things you've tapped into... And yes, Amber Wilson is stepping into her new power,
right?
Because whatever she's doing now is just an interim as she's starting to get into her creativity. Hello,
yeah.
Amber. But what you're starting to do is you're becoming the attraction, where people are being attracted to you because of the animals. Everyone loves their animals, and they'll do anything for them.
They will.
They will do that. I mean, look at they'll spend $1,500, $5,000, because they love their puppy, their dog, their cat,
yeah,
or horse.
They'll certainly spend more on their pets than they will on themselves. You know?
Right. Unless they're, what's the word for that? I don't know. Anyway, I'd like to open up the lines again if you'd like to call in and join with our conversation. We're having a great conversation with Stan
Politi.
I can't even say that tonight.
Right.
And Joan Gross, both of them are sitting here, and we are awaiting the owner. Is he in-house? He's not in-house. Well, we'll look and see if anyone else. But we have a great group here. We don't care. If they don't want to come in, we've got it going here.
Sure.
And so my name is Judith Conrad. I am a coach for all reasons. As I said, I'm identifying and looking at the tip of the pyramid. What am I broadcasting out? Because my specialty has been broadcasting. I say has been. It is broadcasting, so I'm looking at what am I broadcasting out and what is my purpose in being on the radio. So I'm just going to throw it out to both Joan and Stan. What is my purpose in being here on the radio? We'll start with Stan, then move over to Joan. No, Joan, Stan, you're first. What is it that I'm broadcasting?
I'm sorry?
What is it that I'm broadcasting?
What is that you broadcast?
Yeah.
You broadcast hope, you broadcast wisdom, and you broadcast... information that people can really use that goes to the inner core.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a guide.
Very good. Yeah. I'm a mentor, maybe?
You're a mentor.
Yeah. Okay.
You're definitely a mentor.
Okay, let's take off the headphones and then pass it over to Joan. Thanks, Stan, so much. And if you want to walk out there and see if there's anyone else that you recognize, bring them on over.
Hi, Judith.
Okay, Joan, welcome back.
Hi,
I forgot.
What are you broadcasting?
Imagine the Giza pyramid in Egypt, and the tip of it is broadcasting so that spaceships coming in, and I believe in them, and they're following that magnetic pull, that energy. So we all have that. Stan's found his with his woofy treat. And now, what are you broadcasting?
Oh, I thought you were broadcasting.
No, oh, yeah, excuse me. What am I broadcasting?
You are broadcasting an energy in the change in the world, and you are a pathfinder, which in Kevin Hall's book means a leader. A leader is a pathfinder, clearing the way for other people. And so I believe that is your God-given talent, and that's what you're opening the energy for people to be attracted to you, for you to show them the way.
Very, very good. See, I can't come up with those words in exactly that the way you said it. So that's a testimonial from both Stan and Joan. I really appreciate that because I'm looking at that dark cave hallway where we were walking in pitch dark. We really couldn't know where we're going, but we just had to kind of feel our way because we've never been here before. So I'm looking to other people to say, well, what do I do? Here's another one. What is my potential as I come out of the cocoon? Here's another word. And then after you answer that, then what is yours? Because it's the same thing. Go ahead.
So you're wanting me to answer, what is my potential?
Yeah, what is your potential and what is my potential as we... It's like we're all together. Stan's is the same, mine's okay. The same. What is our potential as we get ready to emerge from the chrysalis?
Well, I am a conduit of light.
Woo!
That actually shines on people to open their greatness, to step into their greatness.
Whoa!
I went through a process yesterday to realize my full potential of who I am authentically, and I was born into that role.
Very nice. Any part of that you can repeat again, because I want you to say it again.
I am a conduit of light.
First of all, what is a conduit?
A conduit is something transferring from one place to another, one person to another. It can be anything, connecting anything.
Like electricity?
Electricity,
right.
Absolutely.
Right.
And so I'm a conduit of light.
What's light? What does light mean to you?
Light is energy, a path that's lit, that is lit so people can find their way.
Ooh.
So with that, that allows people to step into their greatness in rich conversations or other means that I project out with my energy.
Would anyone be afraid of stepping into being around you with all of that power, a conduit of light?
No, because what it is a power of light of love. And there's a difference between powers in life. We hear about powerful women, powerful people, but that's force.
Yes.
This is a conduit of love, of an enlightenment.
I want to know about this love. Tell me about what love, because it means something to different people.
Love for me is a radiation coming through me out of my heart with no ego involved. Because whenever anything shows up with ego in it, it's halted. And so when we're doing things unbeknownst to us and good things are happening to people just by a whatever it is in a conversation, in a simple act, we're not to know that because ego takes over.
Yeah, I know.
So when spirit works through us, that's how spirit works through us. And it's through the love of pure love and not ego. And we're doing it because we want to serve people.
Cool. I like that. So again, I'm just throwing it out. If you are listening out there, you can call in and add to the conversation because this is an opportunity, a platform for you to share where you are at in and around this conversation. It's going pretty deep, and I keep asking, well, what's light? What's a conduit? Because it means different things to different people. Can you hear those people out there? They're having a great time playing pool while we're here doing this wonderful radio program on BBS Radio. You could be listening on judithconradradio.com. And you can listen to the archives either on bbsradio.com or you can listen to it on my website, judithconradradio.com. And that's exciting. And it's interesting. I didn't bring my tarot cards tonight.
Well, there's a reason for everything, isn't there, Judith?
Right. Well, when Lisa came, I just went into dropped into the intuition. It was so interesting. Some of my most recent clients have been either from Mexico, from Cuba, and as I'm doing a reading for these folks, if there's a word that they don't understand in Spanish, then I'm able to, because they speak, their first language is Spanish, second language is English, so as I'm explaining something in English, I can drop into Spanish and give them the concept, whereas that's really exciting. I love that whole part because I love the Spanish-speaking folks. And I've studied in Mexico. I studied in Spain. I studied in Peru. well, studied. I went to the ruins. I worked with shamans. I mean, that's studying, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
You know, Judith, I just like to add that there was something that I just became aware of yesterday. We are all in an awakening right now, and that's why there's light workers here, because the shift in our energy and in our world. And the awakening is, we've been asleep for so long. We've been kind of asleep at the wheel. Things have been so-so in our government, and everything's just gone on and on. And just we've just kind of accepted it as status quo.
Right.
And now as we're awakening, a lot of people maybe don't understand a lot of what we're talking about, but that's what we're here. We're teaching people. We're doing the pathfinding for people. We're awakening them and showing them there's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah, well, I'm going to just throw this back. I was mentioning the lady from San Francisco. She had gone beyond fear to terror.
Uh-huh.
And so I think one of the ways I helped her was to realize, for her to realize that if she could take her focus off the fear that she was going to be fired or let go of or downsized to do maybe one day or 2 days a week instead of the five or six, that once she got that what she added to the mix, the fear dissipated, but in her emails it's still coming in. And how do I know? Because she keeps asking me, am I going to get fired? I mean, still coming back with that same question. And it's going to take some work. If this is deep inner work, I'm the one that's going to, I signed up to work with her, and I am excited to work with her. You know, not everyone is our client. Just like you know, Joan, not everyone is your client.
Absolutely not. We all come from different beliefs. You know, by the time we're 5, 6 years old, we've been told no so many thousands of times.
I know it.
That we are basically fear-based people on every level of our life. Because we were taught you had to work, go get a job, you had to do things from a very young age. And if that is tilted out of the norm, even the slightest bit, we feel like we're not normal, that we're not functioning on a level of what's expected of us from the past, you know, how society's been set up. We have a new society now. What we know as business before is now just to completely being abolished, and a new business order is coming in. So we're either forced into it or we choose it.
Right. And the pathfinders are the ones who are, you know, creating their own reality. Well, I have to share one other step that the lady from San Francisco did. She, after, you know, a couple of days, I wouldn't answer her. She came back to me and she says, you know what I did? I went to every one of the departments and said, here's how I can help you. Not just her transportation part of what she did, but her, you know, she went to every department. And their focus was to get out in the community. Well, here they are, way out in the ocean, you know, to get back to where the, you know, downtown. She volunteered to get on the bus, take these people, adults and or children, not together, to get out in the community. Oh, they were so excited.
Well, it all comes back to being service to others, how we raise our energy and how it takes us to new levels and opportunities, and it is changing other people's lives. So we have to set ourselves apart from the ordinary run-of-the-mill everyday experiences in our jobs and relationships and everything.
And it's not about ego. It is, what is your what is your genius? Because if it is your genius, I don't care what happens. It's like cream that rises to the top of the milk until it's been pasteurized. Then, you know, it rises up. It's so exciting.
It is, Judith. I mean, the energy that I get, I just get shudders up and down me, because I just know the path I'm on. And I've never been in the situation that I'm in now that I feel like that everything's being stripped away. But you know what? I see on the other side so clearly. It's huge.
It is huge. So huge. We have more people coming in for extravaganza. We have Julianne Harris, Brian Kitchy. And we have, oh, I want that one right there. I want her. She had a testimony. Pauline, would you come on over? Pauline went to the birthday bash, and she had the greatest testimonial. We want to have her testimonial here. So welcome. Here's your microphone, Pauline.
Okay.
All right. You gave a door prize at the birthday bash. Tell us about happened out of that. This is the first that I've heard that where something like this has just exploded your business. Tell me what it is.
Well, we're hoping it's going to explode. And little things like this just keep snowballing and rolling and rolling and getting bigger and bigger.
Right.
And I gave away some door prizes, and one of the guys that won the door prize, Larry Go Ducks newbie, I had friended him on Facebook.
Right, right.
Haven't met him yet.
You know what?
He's going to be a good connection. I'm going to friend him, without, you know, because we do duck helmets and we do the Autzen Stadium and we do that kind of helmets, and people come in and paint. And so I thought, well, he's got to have something for his man cave. Well, he gave the gift certificate to his lovely wife, Virginia.
Love her.
Who came in Friday night to paint the camel. We had a giraffe called Safari Sun, a big sun, and the giraffe was eaten out of the tree on the African landscape. And she said it was a gift for her daughter. You know, it's very tongue-in-cheek.
Right.
You know? And she painted it, did a good job. You know, everybody paints the same thing.
Right.
You know, and so he had posted her, took a really bad picture of it with his camera and posted it. It had glare on it and everything. He posted it on his Facebook and people started commenting.
I know.
She had to leave the party a little bit early. So I took a picture of her just by herself in front of the ones I had finished. She had her red hair. It was beautiful, beautiful photograph. The red hair and the rust-colored sweater she had on and this orange and red, giraffe. And so I posted it for him on his website. And it just went crazy. There must have been 30, 35 people that commented it, posted it,
shared. Viral almost.
It almost went, I think.
Yeah.
And they love it. Where did you do this? And where can I get, you know, and where, let's go do this again.
Right, right.
So it was an instant turnaround, you know.
Well, I won one of them also, but someone had given me a ticket, so I gave it to the one, Mike Grisdian, and so we're gonna ask him about when is he gonna bring a group in.
Uh huh.
So that's what is really important about.
It is.
This is so exciting.
Great chance.
I'm so glad you came in, Pauline, so we could bring you on. Give me your full name and your business.
My full name is Pauline Howder, and I'm the owner and managing artist of Vino and Van Gogh. We do painting parties.
Love it. Painting parties.
We have a cute little store, vibrant, with about 100 paintings hanging around on the walls, and if you have a private party, you get to pick the one you're going to paint.
Perfect. So. Well, and you know, I was excited that I had won it, but then I, out of integrity, I gave it to the one who had purchased the ticket. But, you know, I can still come
in. We'll be seeing you. We're getting a new website. It's www.vinoandvango.com, V-A-N-G-O.
Okay, Vino and Van Gogh. Vino means wine. Do we get wine while we're painting?
You bring your own.
Oh, you bring my own wine.
A little liquid encouragement helps a lot.
And
you bring your snacks and you bring your friends. And
wonderful.
Sign up on the website. And there's a calendar on the website that has all the paintings at open classes. Anybody can come to an open
Van Gogh.
Class.
And, of course, he's the painter.
He's, inspired this.
Well, so. It was a wonderful testimonial you put up on EugeneIntuitive.com. I just want to say thank you. I wanted to have you on my program anyway, so here we are.
We are just walked in at the right moment.
Yeah, so. At the right moment, and so I have about 3 minutes left. What would you like to leave the audience with?
Oh, gosh. Our calendar, our April calendar just came out today.
Oh, okay.
And April means go. You know, the world thinks green, so go. And so we got some green paintings on there. We have this really cool painting of Central Park with a horse and carriage going down.
Oh, nice.
This lit path, and then the city of New York buildings you can see in the horizon. So,
what if I've never painted before?
We don't allow experience. No experience allowed.
No experience.
And I have a wonderful assistant, and we make it fun. You have a lively art, entertaining art teacher that's going to lead you through. Everything's provided. Your apron, your everything down to the corkscrew, your palette, your paint, your water, your sponge, your 16x20 canvas, and you paint a picture. So it's a great thing for private parties or girls' night out.
Yeah.
Any kind of, or just because.
Thank you so much, Pauline, for
stepping
up to the microphone. Well, we're just about ready to close the program down. We got a couple minutes, so thank you, Pauline.
Thank you very much.
So tomorrow I will have my radio program, and so tomorrow I really am going to devote the program pretty much to intuitive readings, tarot readings, and my art, because we all have our own style, our own art, and I'm really excited to do the radio program as I'm delving through from cocoon to butterfly, whatever the butterfly looks like. It could be a moth. You know, there's some beautiful moths out there, not just the beautiful butterflies that you see. So I'm just pretty excited about that. And I'm, This time I'm broadcasting Tuesday. I normally just put an old program on there, but today, because we're doing Eugene Extravaganza, this is what I'm doing. And also want to let you know, if you have electronics and you're in the area of Eugene, Springfield, or any place, do not put them in the landfill. Make sure that they go to a recycling place. And so here in Eugene, it's Next Step Recycling. Take your electronics, if it has a plug or a battery, take them to be recycled. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So I'm going to close now. I want to remind each and every one of you that who you are makes a difference.
You have been listening to the Good News Radio Program with Judith Conrad. To email Judith Conrad, go to judith@judithconradradio.com.